Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is now 9:08 here at WCCO. Welcome. You are listening to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment, and we just want you to know all about it as much as we can. So thank you for sticking and staying with us. I am so excited because I want to say thank you. I want to start this out first because I want to say thank you to my brother Fred and I, those of you that came to the concert. It was sold out at the Dakota for Thanksgiving, and it was just beautiful. Oh, my goodness. It was so beautiful. Thank you to all of you who came and supported us. Now, our first guest tonight is Ginger Commodore. If you don't know who she is, let me tell you a little bit about her. I've known her for so many years, I think all the way back in the 80s. And Ginger, she's one of those that is a go-getter. She sings. Her voice is incredible. She has sung all over the place. There's so much in her resume. I wish I had time to tell you all of it. But Ginger Commodore and Friends brings you a program of Christmas classics and originals, remixed and reframed as R&B, soul, funk, and gospel. Christmas with a whole lot of song. And it's a classic holiday tunes like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, My Favorite Things, This Christmas, Mary, Did You Know? Oh, man, she sings that. And Let It Snow, and so much more. And she is performing at the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters coming up on the 13th and the 14th. And she is joining us now right here on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Jen, how you doing?
I'm good, girl. How you doing?
You know I'm doing all right, sister. Right. I'm doing all right.
I know, right? It's a lot going on.
You are so busy these days. And you have a grandchild, one grandchild, right?
That is correct.
Right.
7-year-old
beautiful.
Corey. Yeah.
She's absolutely beautiful. And I keep saying to myself, we keep going, and I would ask the question, who's responsible to tell us when we're done? Have you ever thought about that? And if so, did you figure out who it's going to be?
Well, listen, I have let a lot of people know that if I get to a certain age, and I think the number I usually use is 80, mm-hmm. If I get to that age and you see me heading toward the stage, grab me and say, "Don't." She doesn't want to do this. So I've got some people that will be out on the lookout. I'm thinking that there will be a time when I will just say, "No, that's thank you." Thank you, but no.
Yeah, and one of the things I was reading about you is that Christmas is really important to you and your family, just like it is for us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we always get to that point where we have to say, okay, now it feels like Christmas. Sometimes it takes much longer than it did the year before, Right? Exactly, and other times you're just ready for it. As soon as you start seeing everything coming on television, the commercials, all of that. What is the one thing that you find so joyful when you know it's time for Christmas, for you to sing, for you to go all over the place and sing to so many people? Go ahead.
I think that that busyness mm-hmm. is part of it. When I know that I'm getting, you know, two phone calls in the morning before 9 or 9:30 that are asking me to perform here or there. And so I'm like, okay, this is heating up. And now I get to do some songs that, you know, I don't get a chance to do except this time of year. So, I'm always excited to be able to pull those songs out. This is our fourth year at Chanhassen
wow.
with this show. And so, I just feel it coming. feel it coming. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's interesting because not only are you a great singer and have been doing it for a very long time, but you are also an actress. You were on the Chanhassen Dinner Theater main stage starring in Motor Mouth Maybell, right?
Yes.
And that was in 2012, man. Yeah.
Yes.
And the concert series, Night of Wonder, the music of Stevie Wonder and Hot Bird at Classic Soul. I mean, we can go on and on and on with all of the places where you perform. And, of course, so many people know you from More by Four.
Sure.
But you stepped outside of so much of that. And I well, see the joy in your eyes. When I get to see you perform, you are ready to go.
Well, I do like to have that feeling of, okay, here it is, let's do this. And you know, it actually, you were right there when, this all began for me in that respect,
yeah.
Because when we were singing together, it was so exciting to bring that music, you know, music that I didn't get a chance to do on a regular basis.
Right.
And then, when I was singing with the Steels, then I got that opportunity to do gospel and I could be myself. And learn and experience group singing and all of that. So, you know what it feels like.
I do. And I just love that you are really reaching out further and further and further. I mean, come on, we've been at the clubs, no doubt about it. Penumbra Theater,
absolutely.
You've been at Minnesota Opera Company,
oh, yeah.
You perform with,
yep.
Minnesota Pops Orchestra, Mixed Blood Theater, Children's Theater, Hay City mm-hmm. Theater, remember them? A long time ago, they're gone. But Park mm-hmm. Square Theater, gone. And it's interesting, yeah. You just keep going. No matter if they disappear or not, we lose them and it's sad. But my goodness, we have to keep delivering the gift because that's
exactly.
our job. So you've got two concerts coming up, dear.
They're coming.
Okay,
They're
this coming Wednesday, up. December 13th on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right. And then on Thursday, December 14th. Tell us about the show.
Well, the show is, we actually just wrapped up our first rehearsal this evening. And so we're adding a couple of new songs. So, you know, to just keep things interesting and exciting for us as well. So we've got a matinee on the 13th mm-hmm. and an evening show on the 13th. And then one show on the 14th that's in the evening. So we're really excited to bring, you know, a new perspective on a couple of Christmas songs. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it really matters, right, that we keep singing for those who really need to hear it and want to hear it.
Exactly.
It really matters. And people know your voice. They know your name. And I hope that these are going to be great concerts. It's called... A Christmas with a whole lot of soul. I love that. And the matinee is at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, the 13th, December 13th. And then the second show is at 8:15 on December 13th. And
that
then on Thursday,
correct.
That one show is at 8:15. So
that's
are tickets still available for either
tickets
one of them?
Tickets are available. And as a matter of fact, I am able to offer WCCO listening audience.
Ah, sucky. Come on now.
$10 off on a ticket. They have to use the code SOUL, S-O-U-L, 10.
Oh.
SOUL 10 will get them a $10 off ticket.
And that's SOUL, S-O-U-L.
S-O-U-L, SOUL.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
$10.
Yeah.
And so how much are the tickets overall?
Generally, they're $44.
Okay. So $34 now. Okay.
Yeah. And it's just for the show. If you, if you're going to have the meal, then we can't discount that price. But the ticket price can be discounted $10 if you use the code SOUL, S-O-U-L, 10. And the number 10.
Yeah, and this includes the WCCO radio listeners tonight.
It does.
If callers want to know about it, all you got to do is ask for that ticket at Soul 10, and you get $10 off. So that's amazing. Okay, are you excited? Are you nervous about it? Because I don't think I've ever seen you nervous.
Well, you know what? I try not to be nervous because I think that that would be very nerve-wracking. I think things would come out different. I really try to not let that nerve factor take over. I use that energy to put it into what I'm about to do. So.
Yeah, that's what you do, darling. That's what you do. So people that are listening right now, please know it's $10 off the tickets if you want to get your tickets starting tomorrow. Is that correct or tonight, Ginger?
Yeah, absolutely. It's on now.
It's on now.
Right now. So if they want to call, well, they can't call tonight, but they could go online and purchase.
Exactly.
Otherwise they can call... call Chan Hansen
Dinner Theaters, or you can just look it up on their website, chanhansendt.com for Dinner Theater. It's going to be smoking, honey. I hope I can come to one of those. You know, I've missed seeing you singing and hearing you sing at some of these theaters. So keep doing it, Ginger.
Likewise, right?
Yeah, right. Congratulations, honey.
Thank you, and the same to you.
All right, you take care. I hope to see you soon. Hope to see
that
you soon.
That sounds great.
All right.
That sounds wonderful.
Stay well. Take care.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, honey. Anytime. Take care.
Bye.
All right, everyone. Don't forget about this. We're going to take a break and come with our next guest, Mike Halstenson, in just a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everyone. I am excited to talk with Mike Halstenson. Who is he? Well, if you've ever heard of the Wobegon Brass Band, then you know that he's the conductor of that. And we're going to take a little listen to... No, we're not listening yet. Oh, my goodness. We don't have a bump for him. My goodness. So let's just talk about who they are and why. Lake Wobegon Brass Band will be presenting its annual holiday concerts on Friday, December 1st in Edina, Saturday, December 2nd in Columbia Heights, and Sunday, December 3rd in Coon Rapids. Now, the 30-piece ensemble led by conductor Michael Halstenson will perform a variety of festive seasonal music arranged by brass band and percussion. When you read about what they've been doing over the years and what this year would really mean to him, I think it really matters to all of us. Anytime you're working so hard to make sure that you can continue to do what you do, it really matters, everyone. And you have a chance to really let them know that. And we're talking about that tonight. And here he is joining us now, Mike Halstenson. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hi, Geraldine.
Hey,
thanks
now.
For having me on.
So glad to have you on. You've been doing this for a long time. How many years?
I think this is 24 for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Did you ever say to yourself, I'm done?
Oh, well, I'm going to be done with it, but no, during the time I haven't. I've never said enough is enough, but it's been a great 24 years and just a true pleasure and an honor to be in front of this group.
Wow. So are you announcing tonight that this is the last one?
Oh, well, I've announced already.
Oh, you have?
That this is my last season with the group, yes.
Okay, so then what happens? Yeah. Have you already, you have someone else that's ready to go?
Well, they're in the process. You know, as you can imagine, you know, I make that announcement, and then it's nothing but a whole lot of hard work for them to come up, you know, with a plan to get a new conductor, and
right.
It'll take it's a year long process to do this, and but they're working very hard, and I know that they're going to do a fantastic job of finding a really great person.
Well, you've been working very hard for 24 years. That's incredible. Congratulations on the 24 years of you conducting and being a part of this. Now, this is going to be Edina, Columbia Heights, and Coon Rapids. I did get a chance to hear this. The 30-piece ensemble, of course, I want to know how they're feeling about everything, knowing that you're going to step down after this, because it's got to be hard. I mean, you guys must be like a family.
Well, we are. We truly are a family, and that's one of the things that we talk about all the time and laugh about and so on. But, you know, they know that it's time for me to move on, and they're happy for me, and they're looking forward to having somebody else up in front, and it's just all really good. It's a good situation, and like I always said, you know, I'm leaving before they started having meetings about getting rid of me. So that's a good part.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good part. Thank goodness. Okay, so Wobegon Brass Band, led by you, will perform at three different venues. Again, on Friday, December 1st, the ensemble plays at Meeting House Church, formerly known as the Colonial Church of Edina. I remember that place.
Such a beautiful place.
Yeah, so that's the first one, Meeting House Church. Now, this is located at 6200 Colonial Way in Edina at 7:30 p.m. Do you want to mention where the other two are located as well?
Well, sure. Then on Saturday night, we're at First Lutheran Church in Columbia Heights, and that's 1555 40th Avenue Northeast in Columbia Heights. That's at 7 o'clock. And then on Sunday, we're at our home place. We're at Anoka Ramsey Community College, which is Mississippi Boulevard in Coon Rapids, and we play in the auditorium there at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Are all welcome?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We hope for little kids to old adults and everything in between.
I love that idea. It amazes me because people, when you have been doing this for 24 years, they get used to it. It's like a piece of them is starting to fade away because this particular group is going to fade away. Unless they get another conductor. And I hope that they will. I know you're working on that. And I keep saying to myself, when I am looking forward to hearing a group that has been doing Christmas songs forever and ever, every year, it's like, this is a piece of me. You guys are a piece of me. And then all of a sudden you realize that, yeah, it's time to stop, or, you know, we've run out of it. We want to do something else next. So what is your next?
Well, for me, it's just, you know, it'll move on. I have a lake place. I'm a composer. I do a lot of writing, and I'll still be involved with those sorts of things. You know, occasionally if I get asked to conduct something or write music for something, I'll do that. Otherwise, it's going to be time to settle down a little bit, relax, not drive quite so much. And the band, you know, the band is absolutely no doubt is going to move forward, and it's not the end of the band by any stretch of the imagination. They will move forward and be as good or better than ever.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got to ask this last question. Do you guys dress up? I mean, is there a certain look to the group?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
All the guys wear tuxedos and black for everybody. The women in the band, just like you're going to an orchestra concert. It's very, very formal.
That's interesting. We're starting to see some of these groups in the Twin Cities and beyond that are starting to say, yeah, maybe it's time for us to stop for a minute, you know, or stop forever. It's not easy to make that decision, and I'm sure that it wasn't easy for you. Did the orchestra, this group with you, did they say, hey, we knew that this was coming, we're grateful for what we've done, or did they say, do it, let's stick together, you know?
No. They're all very positive and very supportive. And, 24 years is more than average.
That's you got that
sure.
right. You got that
and
right.
So I think we're all feeling like it all worked out really well. And everybody is extremely supportive and ready to move on and looking forward to us. It's an exciting time.
I just want to make sure I say to you, congratulations. This is a big, big deal for you. And I'm sure your family is going, yay, that we hit him back, right?
Yeah.
So congratulations. I'm so glad. If people want more information so they don't miss any of the concerts, where do they go?
Well, they can go to the Lake Wobegon website. If you just type in lwbb.org, that's going to take you right to the Wobegon Band website, and all of the information would be on there.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Mike. Really
Thanks
appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Happy holidays. Bye.
You too. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. I'm so excited to introduce you to a woman named Jen Scott. Now, Jen Scott is doing something called the Santa Sessions, and I don't think this is the first year. No. She has been doing this, and she loves it, and she is joining us now to talk about the Santa Sessions 2023. How you doing, Jen?
I'm good, Geraldine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Santa Sessions, how long have you been doing this?
Well, we've been in business since 2011, and we've been doing Santa Sessions for the past couple of years now.
Okay, so first of all, you love it. What is it about these Santa Sessions that are really special to you?
Just being able to bring magic of Christmas into your life and helping capture that so that they can have those memories to last a lifetime. And I like the fact that we have different Santa experiences, and we have different diverse Santas. So you're able to not only pick the Santa that you would like to see for your holiday session, but you can pick what kind of experience you'd like to have with that Santa.
Wow. So do you have the families coming in together to make that decision, or are people just saying, I know exactly what I want. I've been here before. I'm going to do it again.
Well, we have it on our website, www.santasessions.net, and they list our different Santas we have available, and they list the two different experiences. We have our Saturdays are all studio Santa experiences, where you come to the studio in St. Paul, and our Sundays are all brunch with Santa, where you come to the Firehouse Grill in Elko New Market, and you get to have brunch with your family and then go have your session with Santa and then come back and continue to have a nice holiday meal.
So are you still an educator, a licensed educator in the Minnesota Public Schools right now?
I am, and that's kind of
that's
what started
amazing.
All this is, yeah, I'm a school licensed school counselor, and so I have been, actually also since 2011, that's when I graduated, and I like to have kids be able to relate and see someone that they connect with when they are, looking for these experiences.
And these experiences could be life-changing for the children, seriously. Is it the whole family that gets in, or is it just one person along with a Santa?
Well, it's usually what we do is we do some pictures of the family and the kids, and then we bring in Santa, and we do pictures with Santa and the kids, and it's up to the family if the parents want to be in the pictures with Santa. Some families choose to do that. Some families are like, no, this is for the kids. Other families are like, nope, this is Santa, and we're a Santa family. And so it kind of is really individually based on what experience you're looking for. We match that.
Okay, so if the family is saying, okay, I want this particular Santa, and that Santa is not available, then what?
We can try to schedule another session outside of our regularly scheduled sessions. We do have openings available this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, with our African-American Santa and our Caucasian Santa. We've already had our Hispanic Santa date and are looking to add another one, actually.
Okay, you are looking to add another one. And then what would you say the diversity would be for that final one?
That would be, we would try to be adding another Hispanic Santa date.
Okay.
We've already had one Caucasian Santa date, and then the second weekend of December is Caucasian Santa, and we had one African American Santa date, and then the next African American Santa date is this upcoming weekend, December 2nd and 3rd,
mm-hmm.
And we had a Hispanic Santa date, and we didn't initially book two to start, because this is our first year adding the Hispanic Santa,
mm-hmm.
But it was a great success. A lot of Spanish families don't learn English until they start to go to school, and that is a large amount of kids that would be interested in speaking to Santa but not able to communicate. And so by us adding a Spanish-speaking Santa, we're able to service those families where those smaller children can actually talk to Santa and tell them what they want for Christmas in their own language.
Right. And, of course, Hispanic, Black, but also Scandinavian Santa, correct?
Yes, yes.
Wow, that's incredible. So how are the children responding? Because this has already started.
They're loving it. We have a great response. Our families have been so happy, and we have two different packages that you were able to purchase that include images, so you're not having to then buy extra images. It's been great, and we have some of the best Santas in town.
Yeah.
Some of our Santas have been doing this for like 30 plus years.
What encouraged you to do this, by the way?
I think my work with the schools just brings out my love for kids and my own personal love for the holiday season, and being able to just share the joy. And the whole thing with Journey Studios is creatively capturing your life's journey. And for us to be able to document your experiences in life, whatever that may be, this time it's Santa sessions, and for you to be able to have those memories to cherish forever is really special for us to be able to be a part of that. We feel really honored and blessed to be able to share in your lives in that personal way. I mean, forever. As long as you have the pictures, you have those memories to look back on.
And reservations are necessary, correct?
Yes, reservations are necessary. www.santasessions.net is where you go to book, and you would book either for a Saturday session with at the studio, or a Sunday session where you would also have a session, but you would also be having brunch at the same time. And we have two different groupings of that. So you either come to brunch from 10 to noon, with your session being sometimes scheduled in there, or you would come to brunch from 1 to 3, and your session would be scheduled somewhere in there. And one of our Santa's helpers would come up to your table and tell you that it's time to wash your hands and get ready to go have pictures taken with Santa. And then you would go get your pictures taken with Santa, and then you would get to go back and join your family. So grandma and grandpa, aunts and uncles, everybody can be a part of the brunch experience.
Do you try to hold on to all of those Santas every year? Because I can imagine that you've already established a bond. Right?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
So you come back to the same ones. And then do you ever see the Santas actually show up at the same time, because two of them need to be there to make sure that all of the children are seen? So if you have two of them, are they dear friends now? are they saying, we love this so much? Because this is what could really help families, and it sounds beautiful. And the luncheon, is it a lunch or a breakfast or a dinner?
It's actually a brunch.
Okay.
And it's $25 for adults and $15 for kids, which is very reasonable, because it's an all-you-can-eat brunch. And again, that is in addition to the package that you purchase. And we have actually a lot of different add-ons, like, you know, talking about making it special and being able to see the same Santa year after year add to the magic. But we also have personalized teddy bears that you can order in advance. And so when your child comes to see Santa, Santa will give them a teddy bear that has their name on it for them to take home with them. So, like, Santa knew I was coming and had a toy for me ready with my name on it.
Mm. Okay, so
and
then...
I do want to speak...
Go ahead.
I do want to speak about toys. On the Saturdays at the studio in St. Paul, we are collecting new and gently used unwrapped toys for the St. Paul Toy Shelf. And you get a few black and white photos if you donate new or gently used toys. And on Sundays at the Firehouse Grill, we're working with Toys for Tots, and we're collecting new unwrapped toys for Toys for Tots. And anyone who chooses to donate will get some free black and white pictures added to their session for being a supporter in those great causes.
Well, congratulations on this. What is it, the 11th year or the, what year is it for you? It's
wow,
incredible what you're doing. It's really awesome that you're doing this, and I think the children will love it. Of course, I am so interested in the Black Santa with my grandchildren. So it's not too late, as you said. There are still some options this weekend and then the following week. So, well done.
This weekend is Black Santa.
Well done, Jen. Well done. This is really unique, and you've been doing it for a long time. I hope you will continue.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining me tonight. And... keep going, honey. Just keep going.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. All right, everyone. That is, there's one more guest that is coming up. Craig Dion, vocalist, drummer, and long.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. I'm so excited to introduce you to a woman named Jen Scott. Now, Jen Scott is doing something called the Santa Sessions, and I don't think this is the first year. No, no. She has been doing this, and she loves it, and she is joining us now to talk about the Santa Sessions 2023. How you doing, Jen?
I'm good, Geraldine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Santa Sessions, how long have you been doing this?
Well, we've been in business since 2011, and we've been doing Santa Sessions for the past couple years now.
Okay, so first of all, you love it. What is it about these Santa Sessions that are really special to you?
Just being able to bring magic of Christmas into your life and helping capture that so that they can have those memories to last a lifetime. And I like the fact that we have different Santa experiences, and we have different diverse Santas. So you're able to not only pick the Santa that you would like to see for your holiday session, but you can pick what kind of experience you'd like to have with that Santa.
Wow. So do you have the families coming in together to make that decision, or are people just saying, I know exactly what I want. I've been here before. I'm going to do it again.
Well, we have it on our website, www.santasessions.net, and they list our different Santas we have available, and they listed the two different experiences. We have our Saturdays are all studio Santa experiences, where you come to the studio in St. Paul, and our Sundays are all brunch with Santa, where you come to the Firehouse Grill in Elko New Market, and you get to have brunch with your family and then go have your session with Santa and then come back and continue to have a nice holiday meal.
So are you still an educator, a licensed educator in the Minnesota Public Schools right now?
I am, and that's kind of what started all this is, yeah, I'm a school licensed school counselor, and so I have been actually also since 2011. That's when I graduated, and I like to have kids be able to relate and see someone that they connect with when they are, you know, looking for these experiences.
And these experiences could be life-changing for the children, seriously. Is it the whole family that gets in, or is it just one person along with a Santa?
Well, that's usually what we do is we do some pictures of the family with and the kids, and then we bring in Santa, and we do pictures with Santa and the kids. And it's up to the family if the parents want to be in the pictures with Santa. Some families choose to do that. Some families are like, no, this is for the kids. Other families are like, nope, this is Santa, and we're a Santa family. And so it kind of is really individually based on what experience you're looking for. We match that.
Okay, so if the family is saying, okay, I want this particular Santa, and that Santa is not available, then what?
We can try to schedule another session outside of our regularly scheduled sessions. We do have openings available this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, with our African-American Santa and our Caucasian Santa. We've already had our Hispanic Santa date and are looking to add another one, actually.
Okay, you are looking to add another one. And then what would you say the diversity would be for that?
We would try to be adding another Hispanic Santa date.
Okay.
We've already had two Caucasian Santa dates, one Caucasian Santa date, and then the second weekend of December is Caucasian Santa, and we had one African-American Santa date, and then the next African-American Santa date is this upcoming weekend, December 2nd and 3rd,
mm-hmm.
And we had a Hispanic Santa date, and we didn't initially book two to start, because this is our first year adding the Hispanic Santa,
mm-hmm.
But it was a great success. A lot of Spanish families don't learn English until they start to go to school, and that is a large amount of kids that would be interested in speaking to Santa but not able to communicate. And so by us adding a Spanish-speaking Santa, we're able to service those families where those smaller children can actually talk to Santa and tell them what they want for Christmas in their own language.
Right. And, of course, Hispanic, Black, but also Scandinavian Santa, correct?
Yes, yes.
Wow, that's incredible. So how are the children responding? Because this has already started.
They're loving it. We have a great response. Our families have been so happy, and we have two different packages that you were able to purchase that include images, so you're not having to then buy extra images. It's been great, and we have some of the best Santas in town.
Yeah.
Some of our Santas have been doing this for like 30 plus years.
What encouraged you to do this, by the way?
I think my work with the schools just brings out my love for kids and my own personal love for the holiday season and being able to just share the joy. And the whole thing with Journey Studios is creatively capturing your life's journey. And for us to be able to document your experiences in life, whatever that may be, this time it's Santa Sessions, and for you to be able to have those memories to cherish forever is really special for us to be able to be a part of that. We feel really honored and blessed to be able to share in your lives in that personal way. I mean, forever. As long as you have the pictures, you have those memories to look back on.
And reservations are necessary, correct?
Yes, reservations are necessary. www.santasessions.net is where you go to book, and you would book either for a Saturday session with at the studio or a Sunday session where you would also have a session, but you would also be having brunch at the same time. And we have two different groupings of that. So you either come to brunch from 10 to noon, with your session being sometimes scheduled in there, or you would come to brunch from 1 to 3, and your session would be scheduled somewhere in there. And one of our Santa's helpers would come up to your table and tell you that it's time to wash your hands and get ready to go have pictures taken with Santa. And then you would go get your pictures taken with Santa, and then you would get to go back and join your family. So grandma and grandpa, aunts and uncles, everybody can be a part of the brunch experience.
Do you try to hold on to all of those Santas every year? Because I can imagine that you've already established a bond. Right?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
So you come back to the same ones. And then do you ever see the Santas actually show up at the same time, because two of them need to be there to make sure that all of the children are seen? So if you have two of them, are they dear friends now? are they saying, we love this so much? Because this is what could really help families, and it sounds beautiful. And the luncheon, that, is it a lunch or a breakfast or a dinner?
It's actually a brunch.
Okay.
And it's $25 for adults and $15 for kids, which is very reasonable because it's an all-you-can-eat brunch. And, again, that is in addition to the package that you purchase. And we have actually a lot of different add-ons, like, you know, talking about making it special and being able to see the same Santa year after year adds to the magic. But we also have personalized teddy bears that you can order in advance. And so when your child comes to see Santa, Santa will give them a teddy bear that has their name on it for them to take home with them. So, like, Santa knew I was coming and had a toy for me ready with my name on it.
Mm. Okay, so
and
then...
I do want to speak...
Go ahead.
I do want to speak about toys. On the Saturdays at the studio in St. Paul, we are collecting new and gently used unwrapped toys for the St. Paul Toy Shelf. And you get a few black and white photos if you donate a new or gently used toys. And on Sundays at the Firehouse Grill, we're working with Toys for Tots, and we're collecting new unwrapped toys for Toys for Tots. And anyone who chooses to donate will get some free black and white pictures added to their session for being a supporter in those great causes.
Well, congratulations on this. What is it, the 11th year or the, what year is it for you? It's incredible what you're doing. It's really awesome that you're doing this, and I think the children will love it. Of course, I am so interested in the Black Santa with my grandchildren. So it's not too late, as you said. There are still some options this weekend and then the following week. Well done.
This weekend is Black Santa.
Well done, Jen. Well done. This is really unique, and you've been doing it for a long time. I hope you will continue.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining me tonight. And... keep going, honey. Just keep going.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. All right, everyone. That is, there's one more guest that is coming up. Craig Dion, vocalist, drummer, and longtime Northsider, is going to join us to talk about his show at the Capri called A Stevie Wonder Experience. We'll be back. You know this song. You hear it. You just start dancing. I'm literally in my seat moving around. Oh, my goodness. Why? Because we are talking about a show called Be Ready for a Fabulous Night of Wonder. And it's at the Capri Theater. It's a Stevie Wonder Experience with Craig Dion and friends. This is happening on December 3rd, which is a Sunday at 7 p.m. There are tickets, I hope, that are still available. And, of course, Craig is joining us right now to talk about this big event. How are you, Craig?
I'm well. How are you?
Hey, now, what's up?
What's going on?
You got stuff going on. You know, anyone who decides to take on the music of Stevie Wonder, you must be a bad song, you know? You're the dude that can do it.
I've heard, but he's been one of my favorites, you know, with all the great music that's out there that we grew up on. Yeah.
How do you decide which songs to do? This man's, you know, book of songs.
Oh my goodness, that catalog is humongous. And you know, the band, all of us, Sam and Jason and Jordan, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, we all kind of pick one, you know, or a couple or whatever, and mainly wanting to do songs that everybody doesn't do. You know, yeah. We'll do a couple of the, you know, that
name one. Give me one.
Flower Power.
Oh, Flower Power. No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Flower
Power. Okay, what made you to choose that one?
Just the arrangement, the vocals, the, you know, him singing in a falsetto, those harmonies, those crazy harmonies at the end. And it's just crazy. And I was like, what? What?
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, yeah, some work. And, yeah.
But if you're going to do a tribute, you might as well add to it something that's unique. Right?
Yeah.
You might as well do that.
And this, absolutely. And this is with us, it's just all keyboards and drums. I'm playing drums and singing. So there'll be like, you know, 8 or 9 keyboards on stage.
Yeah.
And no bass, no guitar.
No bass.
We added the vocals. Yeah.
Just drums and what?
Drums and keys.
I think
Jason's bringing a B3. We're working that out. And then, you know, all the other keyboards. So, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right, you know, and it's so intricate. And so, you know, which I love because the guys in the band, we're learning the parts. You know what I mean? They stayed, like I left, excuse me, and they stayed, you know, a couple hours after to get it right so we can get the right sounds and get, you know, as close as we could to. Yeah.
You know, rehearsing is a big deal. It's a big deal.
It is.
And I notice as the years go by that there is ever-changing times, you know, where bands may not have the time anymore because they're all well-known, they're all doing really great things. And what you're doing, I'm just curious to know if it's a challenge to hold on to the people that's a part of the band, or have they always stayed and stuck with you?
Well, this just got birthed, like, back in August. It started with something that Jason was doing at Crooners and some keyboard thing. Then he called me, he's like, hey, you want to sing a couple of Stevie Wonder songs? You know, and he said, I'll add a couple of keyboards. And we just tried it at Crooners, did well over there. And then, you know, we got, it gained traction. People loved it. So then it was like, you know, this is kind of special here. You know, it's unique, it's different. And so getting with everybody, just, you know, picking the songs, letting them pick the songs and just learning the songs and come to rehearsal knowing the songs. I get it if, you know, we're trying to figure out something else, a chord or whatever, and we'll stop. You know what I mean? We're not going to start in the song. We're going to go, you know, front to back all the way, you know, but just dissecting the song and getting it right.
Okay, so getting it right really matters, okay? It really matters when it
really
comes to
matters.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
People are coming saying, oh, you that dude that's trying to put on some Stevie Wonder songs? Yes, and you said yes to it. So when you know that people love this music, I mean, oh, God, the song I want to hear, I'm going to tell you right now, is Golden Lady.
Okay.
Golden Lady.
Yeah.
Golden Lady. I'd like to
go there.
Oh, man, are you doing it?
No, we're not.
What?
But here's the thing. I know. But there were so many, you know. But and you know. So what we plan on doing is each time we play, we don't want to keep doing the same song. So that could be on our next time that we play. You know what I mean? We want to try to capture each one. So you don't have to come and see us each time to hear Golden Lady.
Right.
You know, or some other ones that you know that might be your favorite.
Well, I tell you, so many favorites for us. You know, the Steels have sung, you know, a lot of Stevie Wonder songs over the years, but I've never done a show about Stevie Wonder songs because I'm terrified of it. Terrified.
Oh,
so God bless you for being bold enough to go and get it. And then, you know, knowing that you may only have the organ, the keys, and the drums. That's remarkable considering what his music is, but you are finding a way to make it work.
Yeah. And we added some angelic voices, which is Kathleen Johnson, Rhonda Johnson, and Cornisha Garment. So, because when we did it at Crooners, you know, it was missing. You know what I mean? It was a dry run. We're going to try this out. Let's do it. And we need, you know, we're going to do this. We need it. And we purposely picked songs that didn't have horns just because we don't have horns.
Right.
And all that stuff is going to come later. It's going to evolve into this big celebration, lady. You got to follow us. You got to come check us out when we play. We're not going to play that much because I want to handle it You know, it's a precious thing. You know what I mean? So we don't want to be the bar band playing that on, you know, playing, oh, we just seen them last week. You know what I mean? So when you get to come, it is an experience, and you're going to go, oh, man, they're doing that girl, because Rhonda said that at rehearsal, when we were doing vocal rehearsal.
Yeah.
And she's like, Craig, Dion, you're pulling out all the, you know. Oh. So we're going to.
Cornisha, man, you got a gift. You got a gift with the singers.
Yes.
You really do.
Yes.
So well done, Craig. Well done. Can you tell me who the other members are of the group very quickly?
The other members are Jason Kraft on keys, Sam Rosenstone on keys, and Jordan Hedlund on keys.
Jordan Hedlund on
young
guy, keys.
Young,
wow.
Young guys, and they're dope, and they can play.
Well, congratulations to you. This is happening Sunday, 7 p.m. on December 3rd. December 3rd, next Sunday. Congratulations to you. Are there still tickets available, and what's the website?
I believe so. I believe so. Go to the capri.org.com.
Okay.
And, yeah, and there it is. You pull it, you'll see our link there. Yeah.
Do well, sir. Do well. I hope
I can
come see you.
Thank you.
Take care
of yourself. I hope you can, too.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that is our wrap tonight. It's been wonderful. Jonathan Lowe, thank you so much for what you do. Chris Tubbs, thank you so much for what you do as well. I do want to mention one big change here at WCCO with Geraldine Steele. I will be doing a new show on Sunday. As you know, we went from 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock at one time, and now we are going to break it down. We're at up to 3 hours, and now we're going to break it down to 2 hours. So I will be on Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m., starting on December 3rd, December 3rd. I hope you will stick and stay with us. We do love being a part of it, and hopefully Jonathan will be along as well. All right, everyone, thank you so much, and we will see you next week. You know this song. You hear it, you just start dancing. I'm literally in my seat moving around. Oh, my goodness. Why? Because we are talking about a show called Be Ready for a Fabulous Night of Wonder. And it's at the Capri Theater. It's a Stevie Wonder experience with Craig, Dion, and friends. This is happening on December 3rd, which is a Sunday at 7 p.m. There are tickets, I hope, that are still available. And, of course, Craig is joining us right now to talk about this big event. How are you, Craig?
I'm well. How are you?
Hey, now, what's up?
What's going on?
You got stuff going on. You know, anyone who decides to take on the music of Stevie Wonder, you must be a bad son, you know? You're the dude that can do it.
I've heard, but he's been my favorite, one of my favorites, with all the great music that's out there that we grew up on. Yeah.
How do you decide which songs to do? This man's, book of songs.
Oh, my goodness. That catalog is humongous. And, the band, all of us, Sam and Jason and Jordan, it's just kind of like, we all kind of pick one, or a couple or whatever. And mainly wanting to do songs that everybody doesn't do. We'll do a couple of
Give me one.
It's just, Flower Power.
Oh, Flower Power. No kidding.
Flower
Power. Okay, what made you to choose that one?
That girl. Just the arrangement, the vocals, him singing in a falsetto, those harmonies, those crazy harmonies at the end. And it's just crazy. And I was like, what? What?
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, yeah, some work. And,
But if you're going to do a tribute, you might as well add to it something that's unique. Right?
Yeah.
You might as well do that.
Absolutely. And this is with us, it's just all keyboards and drums. I'm playing drums and singing. So there'll be like, 8 or 9 keyboards on stage.
Yeah.
And no bass, no guitar. We added the vocals. Yeah.
Just drums and what?
Drums and keys. I think Jason's bringing a B3. We're working that out. And then, all the other keyboards. So, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right, and it's so intricate. And so, which I love, because the guys in the band were learning the parts. What I mean? They stayed, like I left, and they stayed, a couple hours after to get it right, so we can get the right sounds and get, as close as we could to. Yeah.
Rehearsing is a big deal. It's a big deal.
It is.
And I notice as the years go by that there is ever-changing times, where bands may not have the time anymore because they're all well-known, they're all doing really great things. And what you're doing, I'm just curious to know if it's a challenge to hold on to the people that's a part of the band, or have they always stayed and stuck with you?
Well, this just got birthed like back in August. It started with something that Jason was doing at Crooners and some keyboard thing. Then he called me, he's like, hey, you want to sing a couple of Stevie Wonder songs? You know, and he said, I'll add a couple keyboards. And we just tried it at Crooners, did well over there. And then, you know, we got, it gained traction. People loved it. So then it was like, you know, this is kind of special here. You know, it's unique, it's different. And so getting with everybody, just, you know, picking the songs, letting them pick the songs and just learning the songs and come to rehearsal knowing the songs. I get it if, you know, we're trying to figure out something else, a chord or whatever, and we'll stop. You know what I mean? We're not going to start in the songs. We're going to go, you know, front to back all the way, you know, but just dissecting the song and getting it right.
Okay, so getting it right really matters, okay? It really matters when it
really
comes
matters.
To Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
People are coming saying, yeah. Oh, you that dude that's trying to put on some Stevie Wonder songs? Yes, and you said yes to it. So when you know that people love this music, I mean, oh, God, the song I want to hear, I'm going to tell you right now, is Golden Lady.
Okay.
Golden Lady.
Yeah.
Golden
yes.
Lady. I'd like to
go
oh,
there.
Man,
I mean,
are you doing it? Are you doing it?
No, we're not.
What?
But here's the thing. I know. There were so many, you know. But and you know. So what we plan on doing is each time we play, we don't want to keep doing the same song. So that could be on our next time that we play. You
yeah.
know what I mean? We want to try to capture each one. So you don't have to come and see us each time to hear Golden Lady.
Right.
You know, or some other ones that you know that might be your favorite.
Well, I tell you, so many favorites for us. You know, the Steels have sung, you know, a lot of Stevie Wonder songs over the years, but I've never done a show about Stevie Wonder songs because I'm terrified of it. Terrified.
Oh,
so
wow.
God bless
yeah,
you
yeah.
for being bold enough
yeah.
to go and get it. And then, you know, knowing that you may only have the organ, the keys, and the drums. That's remarkable mm-hmm. considering what his music is, but you are finding a way to make it work.
Yeah. And we added some angelic voices, which is Kathleen Johnson, Rhonda Johnson, and Cornisha Garment. So, because when we did it at Crooners, you know, it was missing. You know what I mean? It was a dry run. We're going to try this out. Let's do it. And we need, you know, we're going to do this. We need it. And we purposely picked songs that didn't have horns just because we don't have horns.
Right.
And all that stuff is going to come later. It's going to evolve into this big celebration, lady. You got to follow us. You got to come check us out when we play. We're not going to play that much because I want to handle it. You know, it's a precious thing. You know what I mean? So we don't want to be the bar band playing that all, you know, playing. Oh, we just seen them last week. You know what I mean? So when you get to come, it is an experience and you're going to go, oh man, they're doing that girl. Cause Rhonda said that at rehearsal, when we were doing vocal rehearsal.
Yeah.
And she's like, Craig, Dion, you're pulling out all the, you know,
oh.
So we're going to.
Cornisha,
you
man,
back,
you got know, a man. Gift. You got a gift
oh,
with
man.
The singers.
Yes.
You really do.
Yes.
So well
yeah.
done, Craig.
Yeah,
well
yeah.
done. Can you tell me who the other members are of the group very quickly?
Other members are Jason Kraft on keys, Sam Rosenstone on keys, and Jordan Hedlund on keys.
Jordan Hedlund on,
young
on
guy,
keys.
Young,
wow.
young guys, and they're dope, and they can play.
Well, congratulations to you. This is happening Sunday, 7 p.m.
Next
on
Sunday.
December 3rd. December 3rd, next
yes.
Sunday. Congratulations to you. Are there still tickets available, and what's the website?
I believe so. Go to the capri.org.com.
Okay.
And, yeah, and there it is. You pull it, you'll see our link there. Yeah.
Do well, sir. Do well. I hope
thank
I can
you.
Come see
thank
you.
Thank you.
Take
I
care
hope
of yourself.
You can, too.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that is our wrap tonight. It's been wonderful. Jonathan Lowe, thank you so much for what you do. Chris Tubbs, thank you so much for what you do as well. I do want to mention one big change here at WCCO with Geraldine Steele. I will be doing a new show on Sunday. As you know, we went from 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock at one time, and now we are going to break it down. We're at up to 3 hours, and now we're going to break it down to 2 hours. So I will be on Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. starting on December 3rd, December 3rd. I hope you will stick and stay with us. We do love being a part of it, and hopefully Jonathan will be along as well. All right, everyone. Thank you so much, and we will see you next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.